Hello, I'm Nikki, and here's a piece by Fiona about visually impaired people and their dreams coming true. Visually impaired people are getting by with a little help from their friends. There is no doubt that the challenges faced by people with disabilities, such as visual impairment, are becoming recognised more widely. One result of this is the increasing awareness of charities which support visually impaired people. Another outcome is the willingness of individuals to step in to help people with visual impairment with everyday tasks and even in realising their dreams. There is a remarkable young man living in Northamptonshire. He is sighted and his sister has been blind from birth. Now he plans to raise funds for the Royal National Institute for Blind People, the RNIB, by climbing a mountain. An admirable plan. But there is one surprising detail. Incredibly, Edward Smith will attempt to climb Khao Chang Phuoc, a mountain in Thailand, approximately 1,249 metres above sea level, while wearing a blindfold. Edward, 21, from Moreton Pinckney, said, "My sister has always inspired me by the way she navigates a world that's designed for people with sight. I wanted to fundraise for RNIB as a thank you for their support over the years, and I thought this could be the perfect way." Edward will be climbing with a companion and will be blindfolded for a total of 72 hours during the trip. During the climb, he will be live streaming and posting regular updates on his Instagram account. Good luck, Edward. Rachel Gaysford of Oxfordshire County Council's sensory impairment team was inspired to help Tony Radulovich realise her dream. She stepped in to help Tony from Wantage achieve her ambition of taking a microflight. Tony's lifelong dream of flying in a lightweight aeroplane and paragliding seemed to be further away than ever when in 2006 she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, a condition which has affected her vision. Irregular eye movements and deterioration in eyesight are common for people with MS, meaning that many people with the symptoms require additional support. Tony was struggling to manoeuvre her wheelchair safely and needed support to learn how best she could use it while retaining the independence it gave her. During a consultation with Rachel, Tony shared her ambition. Rachel contacted volunteer-run charity Flyability and things literally took off. Flyability is a UK-based charity that works to help disabled people fly hang gliders and paragliders. Not only has Tony now realised her dream with a trip around the Oxfordshire countryside in an ultralight aircraft, but she also now has plans to go paragliding. Even in Hollywood, it seems, people are going the extra mile to help visually impaired actors achieve success. Paramount Studios' new series Star Trek: Strange New Worlds introduces a character called Hema, who is blind, but sees using telepathy. Canadian actor Bruce Horak, who has just 9% vision, was delighted to be invited to play the role. However, despite efforts by the makeup crew, Bruce was unable to tolerate the white full-eye contact lenses which he was asked to wear while filming, as they were too uncomfortable. The effect aimed to represent the character's complete blindness. The solution Paramount creatives came up with was to give Bruce completely white eyes on screen using computer-generated imagery, so he didn't need to wear the lenses. After that, the only uncomfortable part was the 3.5 hours he spent in makeup every morning, having 15 individual prosthetic pieces glued to his face and hands. Having a legally blind actor play a blind character is a great step forward in terms of on-screen representation, said Bruce. I'm very honoured to be able to do this. I know that being cast in a show this size is like winning the lottery for any actor of whatever ability.
TNF Soundings.